on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, we really need to have Mike Gomez in at least once a month because they do such great work. And, Mike, the stuff that you guys deal with, reaching out to at-risk men and women in our community, it's an issue that's just ongoing. There's never a bad time to have you in to let people know what you do at uturnforchristnewmexico.org. That's the letter U, uturnforchristnewmexico.org, and find out about if you or someone you know and love may need to be enrolled in one of the men's or women's programs there. Mike, for those not familiar, what's the main work that happens at U-Turn for Christ New Mexico?
Yeah, at U-Turn for Christ New Mexico, we're coming into our 14th year of operating. And it's a program that helps with drug addiction, men and women. We have a men's ranch, women's ranch.
Yeah.
And it's going to be my 20th year serving in this ministry. I was one of the people who came in. I'm going to try this Jesus thing and see if it works. And it does work because Jesus is alive and real and he's active.
And you and I have both heard it said, you find out Jesus isn't something you try.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle, and once you know him, there's no letting go. And what a difference he's made in your life, and I know your dear wife who works with the ladies, Evangeline, all the things that are happening there. If someone is struggling, or someone has someone in their sphere of influence, a family or a dear friend, that they are so concerned about, what's the first step?
First step is just to talk to them about it and, start seeking help. And that's where we come in and people call us and we start giving advice and, wisdom on how to, approach a person.
Yeah, it's a navigation, really, isn't it?
It is, and a lot of times people are at their most vulnerable and most weak state, and then the families are in crisis, and so it's just a difficult thing, but something that if you don't change, the life's going to pass you by, and this is warfare. Drugs are chemical warfare.
Yeah,
and we were just talking outside with some of the folks out there, and like, yeah, drugs, that's a chemical warfare. People die from it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And there's been a war being waged on our country really for decades, for maybe centuries. Here we're 250 years in, right?
Yeah.
It's like Solomon, nothing new under the sun. And it's an issue that's dealt with routinely. And it's impacting people that are unchurched and churched alike.
Oh, yeah.
And we've talked about that on this show. The misnomer that, that's the Christian, why is the Christian station talking about chemical dependency or, people that are, alcoholics?
Yeah.
Because churched and unchurched alike are struggling with it, and all of them that are struggling with it need assistance and not judgment. Yep. but the truth, truth in the love that you can deliver to them and provide a way for them to get healed.
One of our pastors came up with this simple axiom: truth and love in action.
Yeah.
And that's kind of that's what U-Turn for Christ is. It's truth and love in action. And you have people who want action, but they're not getting the truth necessarily. You got to couple those things together, and that's where true deliverance happens. When you come to the truth and knowledge of the Lord Jesus and you have the action, you make moves to repent and turn away from that lifestyle and come under the lordship and of Jesus and make him your center of your life.
Yeah. And Mike, whether it's you or someone else that comes to mind, I'm kind of bushwhacking you here because I didn't tell you I'd be asking you for this, but you've been doing this long enough, and I know a story is going to come to mind. I'm thinking of the person that's listening and just thinks there's no hope. And of course, you know, we know there's hope, a confident expectation that we can have in Jesus Christ and his ability to heal us of, you know, everything that we need to be healed from, including the addiction issue that we're primarily talking about here. But can you share a story of someone that that others would have seen or, you know, been aware of and have maybe had thought they've gone too far, they're beyond help? Because I know it's there's not just one or two of those stories.
Yeah. Our assistant pastor, he was looking at a lot of prison time and just had a lot of issues with anger and, wild living. And he was so distraught and so just far along in his he's given over to this that it just seemed like everybody had given up. And I was talking with his parents yesterday, and I told them, I remember when you guys were taking time to go and fast and pray for your son. And I was thinking, wow, this guy's got a long way to go. And here he is now in his right mind, serving the Lord and doing things that he could only dream about and his parents could only dream about when they first started praying for him and fasting for him. And what an incredible thing, because everybody would have said, there's no way this guy's going to make it, and there's no way he's not going to be in prison or dead. And here he is. He's free from all of that, free from, probation, parole, and free from addiction, and free to serve the Lord. And it's just an amazing thing to me that, and a privilege that I get to see that happen so often. And I wish it was more often. But the truth is that the world has a lot to offer, and people sometimes go back to the world, and they disregard. Sometimes people will do that. And you know what? He's there.
Yeah.
He's there even when we walk away. He's there even when you've walked with him, served, and you fell. You can always come back to him. It only takes one step. It doesn't even take 12. It takes one step to come back to Jesus, and that's he's just there waiting for us like the prodigal father.
Yeah, I'm glad you shared that illustration too, because that's one I've used before too. You can really feel like, you know, and you know, it's not just in the midst of addiction. You know, in our walk with the Lord, how many times, Christian, if you're listening, it's like, well, it's another Wednesday or Saturday or Sunday, and I'm not going to go to church. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to spend time in the Word of God. You know, and the farther you get, or the longer it goes, it feels like, man, there's so much to fix. But listen, it's all those steps you took to see how far you might be able to get away from the Lord. Or the enemy has encouraged you to get away from the Lord. It's only one step back to the foot of the cross. Mike, I'm glad you shared that illustration, because that's encouraging. Yeah. I can become overwhelming to think there's too much to try to overcome. I put on a few pounds. Hey, it takes a while to take off those pounds. Mm-hmm. But listen, in your spiritual life, and there's some work to do after a time like that, but it is only one step back to the foot of the cross. If I'm speaking to the diet issue, for those who just went past January 1st, it's your next meal. Mm-hmm. That you're back on track. If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Mike Gomez with the U-Turn for Christ New Mexico ministry that are reaching men and women and helping them find freedom from drugs and alcohol through Jesus Christ. And the website is U, the letter U, turnforchristnewmexico.org. But Mike, it's not the only website. I want to bring up at least one other one. One of my favorite places to go, especially when I have quality things that I'm trying to declutter the house, is bring them, you know, clothes or furniture or old 8-tracks or albums or but things that are in good shape, you know, maybe a lawnmower, a piano, you know, whatever, all kinds of musical instruments. U-turn nmthrift.org, which is just across from Cliffs at 5500 San Mateo Boulevard in Albuquerque. But Mike, what's going on at the thrift store?
Man, shout out to Barry and Mar. I told them I would say hi. Yeah, they're doing great. It's we call it our outreach center. A lot of things happen there. We of course do the thrift store and receive items and sell items there and do fundraising.
Hey, I was saying a lot of stuff that you could walk through the door with. Yeah. You take donations of vehicles and RVs and, yeah, you know, a bunch of scrap metal and
all of it. We found ways to just make everything useful. And even if you have, we do junk removal, junk hauling.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good part of what we do. And it helps people get their lives clean, you know, declutter. Yeah. And if we can't use it in the store or if it needs to be hauled off, we offer that service too. And
yeah,
it goes part of our job training and equipping and fundraising. And it's a real fun thing for us. We love it. It's right up our alley. And so this is going to be our sixth year operating the thrift store and doing all those different services. We put a lot of people from the community. We do vouchers for churches, and we put a lot of people from ACS, the City of Albuquerque's social services.
Uh-huh.
We help them put people in their apartments and give them, you know,
oh, great,
sofas and bedding and clothing and all sorts of stuff. So we just bless them with it. So if we can't sell it, we bless it. If we can't bless it, we find some way to use it and make it useful.
Yeah, if you have to make kindling out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
We go on a hunt.
It's just it's fun. You know, I heard Pastor Skip say, there are no throwaway people.
Amen.
You know? And there all this stuff that we get, it's the same thing. You know, we look at it and say, you know what? How can we use this?
Yeah, and a great place to go shopping. And the proceeds benefit the work that U-Turn for Christ is doing right here in New Mexico. Another right there next to the thrift store. So same place across from Cliffs Amusement Park on San Mateo, 5500 San Mateo is a... Now listen, you may be surprised at how I'm going to start this, Mike, okay? But I want to have an impact. It's a great place to go get water.
Yeah.
Right? Tell us, now I'll throw it to you and let you explain why I started with the water.
Yeah, the Well Coffee is named the Well because, well, we got it from the woman at the well.
Right.
And so that's obvious. But we actually have a ultra purified water system. You can
for the coffee.
For the coffee.
But you can bring your empty water bottles.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
your home water jug.
Yeah. And
we refill them there, sanitize them, clean them, and
yeah, and all the proceeds from that go to benefit U-Turn for Christ.
The same, yeah,
yeah. And I know when I went into the well, there was donuts. I think are there sandwiches sometimes?
Yeah, we do grilled cheese sandwiches, fresh sandwiches.
That's good going for lunch.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah.
For coffee lunch. And tea.
Coffee and tea and horchata.
Yeah, like
horchata.
Yeah. Now. There's people that want to know this, not me, but matcha.
Yeah, there's matcha.
Hey, man, you're doing it.
Yeah.
All right. And it's all at the Well Coffee at U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico, 5500 San Mateo Northeast, right across from Cliffs Amusement Park. Mike, believe it or not, we're out of time, but I want to thank you for the work you and the team keep doing there. And a reminder that if people want to find out about getting the assistance they need when it comes to an addiction, go to the website, uturnforchristnewmexico.org, and you'll find the contact information on there as well. Is the 903 number a good one?
That's a good number.
Yeah, 505-903-8194. That's 505-903-8194. 8194. Mike Gomez, blessings to you, the team, Evangeline, the work you are doing with your bride to really make an impact in our community. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for this and this radio station allowing us to. It's a privilege.
All right. Hey, stick around. We're going to find out about the Growing in Christ Foundations class, part of the life courses available at Calvary Church Albuquerque. You don't need to be a member. You don't need to be at some other church. You can just attend any of these courses when we bring them up to you. But we'll have the details for you and how to find the information coming up after this on ABQ Connect.